So in accordance with the provision of the Local Government Act 1995, the Chief Executive Officer in this case will preside over the meeting and declare the meeting open at 6 p.m. and until the role of Shire President is filled at the special council meeting, which is to be held 6th of November 2025. Record of attendance, just in terms of newly elected members, apology for elected Council-elect Scott and also Council-elect Arslan. Also, welcome to Council, new councillors, Councillor Hanson and Councillor Perez. Approved leave of absence, there is nil, and welcome to the members of the gallery too. So in response to previous public questions taken on notice, Gavin Farrell, 24 Retreat Boulevard, Port Denison. Between us and the river, there is an expanse of tamarisk trees and thick undergrowth. Is the Shire responsible for maintaining it? Can something be done about it? Response, the area between your property and the Irwin River forms part of the Irwin Foreshore Reserve and is classified as native riparian vegetation, while a small number of tamarisks, Aphelia, Apophyne are present. These are not the dominant species and the broader vegetation is predominantly native. Although Aphelia is declared pest in West Australia. In West Australia, the clearing of native vegetation along the waterways is not permitted without formal approval under the Environmental Protection Act 1986. This vegetation provides important ecological functions such as erosion control, habitat and water quality protection. The Shire has no authority to undertake broad-scale clearing of this area. However, selective management of isolated tamarisk trees may be considered in line with the Irwin River Estuary Management Plan and advice from the Department of Water and Environmental Regulation. Question two. Bev Brindle for Retreat Boulevard, Port Denison. What is the mowing regime for all the retreat area and could it be upgraded in the winter time to every 2 weeks? Response, the verge mowing schedule for the retreat area is programmed on a six-week rotation during the winter months. During summer, this may be extended due to slower grass growth. However, the area is monitored weekly to assess maintenance needs. Retreat Park operates on a separate mowing schedule, typically every 2 weeks. This frequency is subject to change depending on the availability of staff and timely completion of other scheduled works. The winter period is the busiest time of year for the Parks and Gardens team, making it a challenge to commit to a fortnightly mowing schedule for a single area, given the number of locations that require regular maintenance. Question three, John Rossiter, 181 Point Leander Drive. Mr. Rossiter expressed his concern that responses provided to his previous questions did not address the matters to his satisfaction and sought clarification on how Council determines its responses to public questions. The Shire President thanked Mr. Rossiter for his question and ongoing participation in Council meetings. All public questions are considered responded to based on the information available at the time, relevant legislation, council policies, and operational procedures. While community members may not always agree with the responses provided, council endeavours to ensure that all answers are factual, respectful, and provide in the spirit of transparency and accountability. Question four, John Rossiter, 181 Point Leander Drive, Port Denison. Why is the playground yellow spinning ball item not spinning? We can confirm that the bearings in this piece of equipment continually fill with sand during regular use, especially while children are playing on it. This causes the mechanism to seize over time, which is why it is currently not spinning properly. As part of planned foreshore redevelopment, this piece of play equipment is scheduled to be replaced. We appreciate your patience and understanding while we work towards these improvements. Question five, John Rossiter, 181 Point Leander Drive, Port Denison. Who is living in Unit 2 at the village? Unit 2 at the village is currently vacant. John Rossiter, 181 Point Leander Drive, Port Denison. Are units 1 to 4 at the village being removed from the inventory of commissioner units? Units 1 to 4 at their village were previously included in a joint venture agreement between the Shire of Erwin and the Department of Communities. These units have recently been released from that agreement. As the land forms part of a Crown-managed reserve, the future use of these units requires careful consideration. A report will be presented to Council in the coming months, outlining options for the ongoing management and potential future use. It may include accommodation for aged residents, staff housing, or open market rental. Question 7, John Rossiter, 181 Point Lander Drive, Port Denison. How much was realised from the Kennedy Heights duplex sale? Response: the statement of financial activity for the period ended 30th June 2021 shows that the sale of the Kennedy Heights duplex generated proceeds of $410,000. Question 8, Tim Smith, 128 North Shore Drive, Dongara, received via email. After watching the four recent Corners program, Lawfare, broadcast on the 18th of August 2025, there exists a threat of single issue protagonists, sovereign citizens using low voter turnout at council elections to mobilise a minority takeover shire councils across Australia. As a measure to improve accountability, generate greater voter interest and prevent single-issue disruptors, asserting control over council, will council consider video recording and or live streaming of monthly meetings and post it on a suitable streaming service for public viewing? Response: thank you for your question regarding the video recording or live streaming of council meetings in accordance with the Local Government Administration Regulations 1996. The Shire makes an audio recording of all council meetings open to the public, which is published on the Shire's website within 10 days of the meeting. While there is currently no legislative requirement for video recording or live streaming, the Shire considers that its existing practices provide an appropriate level of transparency and public access. Council may consider video recording or live streaming in the future should legislative requirements or community expectations change. Question 9, Tim Smith, 128 North Shore Drive, Dongara, received by email. Last Saturday, I had the opportunity to volunteer at the Dongara Denison Drive-In. There was a small turnout. In order to preserve the iconic drive-in cinema, will the council consider its use as a camping ground to enable greater exposure to the facility and improve patronage of the kiosk? Response: thank you for your suggestion regarding the potential use of the Dongara Denison Drive-In as a camping ground to increase exposure and support kiosk patronage. While Council recognises the importance of preserving and promoting this iconic facility, any change of use would require careful consideration, including the potential impact on existing accommodation providers, such as the three caravan parks operating in Dongara Port Denison. The Shire currently provides overflow and overnight RV parking options for visitors, which assists in meeting demands without adversely affecting established businesses. Your suggestion will be noted for future consideration in discussions on the ongoing use and sustainability of the driving facility. Now, before we go into public question time, I just want to go through a couple of points that under the section 5.24 of the Local Government Act and the Shire's meeting procedures, local law. The purpose of public question time is to provide members of the public a fair and equal opportunity to ask questions that relate to business of council or the Shire's functions. To help ensure this process runs smoothly and respectfully, I'd like to outline the following points. So procedural points, please state your full name and suburb for the record before asking your question. Each person is allocated up to 2 minutes to ask their questions, and you may ask up to two questions for others invited to speak to ensure fairness for all. Questions must be questions, not statements or commentary, and must relate to matters affecting the district or on tonight's agenda. If your question requires research or detailed information, it may be taken on notice and a written response will be provided, recorded in the minutes of the next council meeting. Managing inappropriate or offensive questions. Consistent with guidance from the Department of Local Government, Sport and Cultural Industries, questions that contain offensive and defamatory remarks or that can question the personal competence or character of staff and councillors will not be accepted. The presiding member may rule such questions inappropriate and invite the person to rephrase their question so it focuses on the issue rather than individuals. Questions about personal affairs, confidential matters, legal advice, and ongoing legal proceedings will not be taken. Maintaining an order and respectful conduct. The Shire Council meetings are for formal proceedings conducted under Local Government Act 1995 and the Shire of Irwin Meeting Procedures Local Law 2016. Interjections, disruptions, or disorderly conduct are not permitted. If a member of the public behaves in a disruptive way or disrespectful way, I may call the meeting to order and, if necessary, request that person to leave the chamber. Under Section 5.251H of the Local Government Act and Section 5.41D, the Chief Executive Officer has authority to manage the premises to ensure orderly conduct of the meetings, which includes requesting a disruptive person to leave. Our aim is always to ensure that everyone can participate respectfully and that council can carry out its duties effectively on behalf of our community. Thank you for your cooperation. I now invite the first registered questioner to come forward.
No. No.
Again, I didn't expect the CEO to be there. I thought you would have nominated a Shire President and a Deputy to come.
So can you just name and address, John, please?
In response to the
John,
Kennedy White's
can you just
question,
go through the name and address, please?
John Rossiter, you know who I am.
Just for the
181
record.
Leander Drive. In response to the Kennedy Heights question, the question I asked was how much was realised from the sale? The response was how much was generated. On page 17 of the financial statement for disposal of assets clearly states 2598 duplex 4A Kennedy Heights proceeds 125,000. 2599 duplex 4B Kennedy Heights proceeds 125,000. Why is the CEO trying to gild the lily?
Sorry, John, I'll reject that question. I'm going to not accept that question. If you're going to target people's competency and so forth, as I just read out, we do not accept those questions. I am only looking for questions that are actually questions, not targeting people.
Why has my email query on the 25th of March this year concerning the yellow spinning ball become so convoluted? It was stated it was inspected on the 7th of May as being serviceable. Now you are agreeing with my 25th of March email concerning the bearings and stating that it'll be replaced when only the bearings need replacing as to what happened over 10 years ago. Is it now been over 6 months and still no action?
So, what's the question?
6 months. Why has it taken 6 months to have no action?
Okay, that's fair. So, we'll take that one on notice.
Okay. Why is hygiene, health, and safety of the general public being compromised by the Works Department of this Shire? I have raised the question of the removal of the tap tops and being replaced with keyed tops around town previously. I was walking the dog near the gazebo around 2 weeks ago. There was a woman walking her dog there as well. I heard a cry of disgust, and when I looked around, she had the dog excrement on her hand and her dog lead. The only place to wash it there was at the dog bowl tap, which she did. This means that the dog excrement is now in the dog bowl. Dogs and seagulls drink from this bowl, so this dog bowl is now a depository of black and grey water, as people also wash their picnic utensils under this tap. Do I have to write to the Minister for Health and the Minister for Local Government to get the normal tap tops put back?
Okay, we'll take that one on notice. Thanks, John. Can we go back to that first question that you just want to know about the 200,000, sorry, the 100, whatever thousand was in the financial reports.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll take that one on notice.
There's one tender, that was 250,000. I won't read the other one because it was to go to the president.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks very much, John. Any further public questions? No. All right. Thank you. We'll progress on to the next item, which is item five, declaration of interest. There's nil. Item six, applications for leave of absence is nil. Item seven, petitions and deputations is nil. And then we go to item eight, which is confirmation of minutes and tabling of agenda forum notes. So 8.1, minutes of the ordinary council meeting held the 30th of September 2025. The minutes of the ordinary council meeting held 30th September 25 are included in the attachment booklet, October 2025. And the recommendation is that council confirms the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held the 30th September 2025. So I'll just ask for a mover, Andrew, Councillor Gillam, Councillor Summers, and all in favour. Just a show of hands here. Thank you. That's carried. 8.2, agenda forum notes, 21st October 2025. At the agenda forum held the 21st October 2025, show officers presented background information and answered questions on items to be considered at the October 25 ordinary council meeting. The notes from the agenda forum are included in the attachment booklet October 2025. So the recommendation that council confirms the notes of the agenda forum held 21st October 2025. I have a mover for that, please. Councillor Gillam, Councillor Melson, put that to vote. All those in favour? It's carried. Thank you. Section 9, announcements by the person presiding without discussion. As mentioned, there's a special council meeting the 6th of November. There's two councillors to be sworn in, and also the election of the Shire President and the Deputy President. That's at a special council meeting on the 6th of November. On the 2nd of October, the CEO attended the Welga Training Councillor inductions. 8th of October, the council workshop with GHD in relation to the foreshore master plan project. 10th of October, CEO and Manager of Finance met with Pitcher Partners for the exit meeting, the audit, on-site audit, part of the annual audit process. 13th of October 2025, the CEO and Manager of Community Services met with the Denison Bowling Club, the president there. 16th of October 2025, the CEO attended the councillor thank you dinner. 16th of October 2025, the CEO met with Vestas Midwest Farms, sorry, Midwest Wind Farms. 20th of October 2025, the CEO met with the LGIS representatives, they are insurers. 21st of October 2025, CEO met with Pilot Energy. And 22nd of October 2025, CEO met with NBN representatives with a program to roll out NBN through our community. I'll move on to section 10, reports of officers and committees. The first one is the finance reports, and that's FIN 01-10/25, accounts for payment September 2025. And I'll just call for a mover of that item. Councillor Summers, Councillor Gillam. Mover to speak, seconder to speak. Just going through the process. No. Anyone for or against the item? So I'll read the summarised actual motion so that council by simple majority receives accounts paid during September 2025 as contained in attachment one of attachment booklet, October 2025, represented by the following table there, capturing the payments. So I'll put that to vote. Is carried. Thank you. So the next item is FIN 02-1025, monthly financial statements, August 2025. And again, I'll ask for a mover. As Willem, as Melson, as the seconder. Anyone want to speak to that? Mover, seconder. Anyone for or against that item? And the recommendation is that council by simple majority receives the monthly financial statements for the period 1st July 2025 to 31st August 2025 as contained in attachment one of the attachment booklet October 2025. I'll just put that to the vote. Thank you. That is carried. And the last item, DEV01-1025, September 2025, Development Delegated and Authorised Authority Report. Again, I'll call for a mover. Councillor Summers, seconder. Councillor Perez. Very good. Mover, seconder to speak it. No. Anyone for or against the item? And I'll put that, sorry, I'll just read that out. That council by simple majority receives the September 2025 Development Delegated and Authorised Authority Report as contained in Attachment 1. I'll just put that to the vote.
In favour.
Yeah, in favour, yeah.
Good.
Carried. All right, we'll move on to thirteen point three, community service report is nil. 13.4, operations reports nil. 13.5, office of the CEO reports is nil. 13.6, committee reports is nil. 11, motions of which previous notice have been given nil. Questions by members of which due notice has been given nil. Urgent business approved by a person presiding or by decision, nil. Matters for which the meeting is closed to the public is nil. And declare closure at 6:23. And given the next section is a public section, we'll go straight into the council information session.